Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Anita Leroy, L-E, capital R-O-Y. Her address is 14175 Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, Circle, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-873-9262. ID is XXX XXX8681, date of birth 10-9-1956, 65-year-old, married, retired, a woman. Insurance is Medicare. Secondary insurance is pending. Pharmacy is Walgreens. It's addressed to 5. Secondary insurance is Blue Shield. Dash United Agriculture. Dash Joe, J-O-E, Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y. It's addressed to Robert Douglas Grigg, G-R-I-G-G, P-A-C. Family Medicine Clinic. It's at Venice Health, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication, history of tremor, subparagraph, suspected Parkinsonism, subparagraph, current complaints of cognitive decline. Dear P.A. Grigg and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Anita Leroy. She was seen initially on May 12, 2022, with clinical examination showing little, if any, tremor at rest and no inducible neuromuscular rigidity to suggest Parkinsonism. Subparagraph, she completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, showing some difficulty in communication, a moderate impairment in cognitive function, a slight reduction in her positive affect and well-being, moderate levels of fatigue with a history of a dysomnia and sleep maintenance insomnia. Moderate levels of anxiety. And mild to moderate levels of symptoms of depression. With mild symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol. Moderately reduced ability to participate in social roles and activities. Slight to mild impairment in her satisfaction in her social roles and activities. Slight symptoms of upper extremity motor dysfunction, such as being able to hold a plate full of food. Removing wrappings from small objects or opening medication bottles. Slight to mild symptoms of lower extremity mobility dysfunction, such as stepping up and down curbs, pushing a heavy door, getting up off the floor from lying on her back, walking for at least 15 minutes, standing up from an armless chair, moving from sitting at the side of the bed, standing up from a low, soft couch, a lot of difficulty going up and down a flight of stairs using a handrail, walking on a slippery surface, climbing stairs step over step without a handrail, some difficulty walking in a dark room. She reported slight to mild symptoms of stigmatization, feeling emotionally distant from other people because of her trouble, reporting that it was hard for her to stay neat and clean, blaming herself for her problems, losing friends because of her illness. New paragraph. She completed the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study at Open Systems Imaging on May 27, 2022. Subparagraph. That study showed scattered white matter focal foci due to microangiopathic disease. There was some ventricular prominence due to volume loss. Overall cortical volume loss was seen bilaterally in the frontal, parietal, and temporal lobes, with additional loss of volume in the cortical gray matter. Subparagraph, there was no significant hippocampal atrophy to implicate Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. She was previously initiated on clonazepam but had to stop the medicine when she lost her insurance benefits, which she is in the process of obtaining. Subparagraph. I've asked her to contact Passages, that's with a capital P, to obtain referrals for initiation of further benefits when she needs them. She has continued on her thyroid medication for the time being. New paragraph. Today, We discuss the findings of her brain scan and her history of dysomnia. New paragraph. I am ordering laboratory testing for evaluation of degenerative dementia, and we will order a home sleep study to exclude suspected obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. New paragraph. I will see her in return, reinitiating therapy as we move forward with the results and my signature.